Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and happy, wonderful day to you. I hope this finds you doing well. And again, I really just love that you are somebody who is here, who is continuing to bring in positive, empowering messages into your mind and your energy. And I have to say, you're going to love today's episode and you're going to love today's volunteer. I mean, she's such a sweetheart. And I get lucky that I always attract and bring in just the most wonderful people. And today's volunteer, I'm telling you, you're going to love her. She's so sweet, so authentic. She has really great self-awareness. She's also a former police officer. And she's so heartfelt and genuine. I mean, you're going to love her. And so many things that are going to be really empowering and living life to its fullest. I mean, just a lot of really great messages in today's episode that you're going to love. And so, you know, that said, let's just dive right in and get started. Her name is Trina, and let's dive in. Hello, Trina.
Hi, yes, this is Trina.
Hi, wonderful to connect with you.
Well, it's wonderful to connect with you as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And so what's going on with you today? What can I help you with?
Well, my biggest issue is GI issues. I've been having a lot of like leaky gut and food allergies that have really made finding anything to eat difficult. I get hives and almost an anaphylactic reaction to foods that just a little while ago, I was eating regularly. Like my favorite foods seem to have become the biggest source of my allergies. And it all kind of stemmed up. I injured my back at work. The first time I injured my back was 2011. I herniated 3 discs in my lumbar region. And workers' comp kind of made it very, very hard to get treatment. But I ended up getting a microdiscectomy where they shaved off the herniations. And that bought me some time. And then in 2017, I ended up breaking my back at that same location, like between L3 to S1, and had to have a 3-level spinal fusion that was super, super gnarly surgery. They went through my belly and my back. And when they went through my belly, they moved my intestines out of the way and caged up those vertebrae. And since then, my allergies have just been worse. And then after that, my boyfriend at the time, 9 years we've been together, he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And when he started chemo, I just became allergic to everything. And he ended up passing away about 15 months after that. And since then, it's been just hard to find foods that I can eat without breaking out in hives or my throat closing up. And I still have a little bit of back pain from the surgery, but my biggest issue is it's the food allergies.
Okay. And you mentioned that after he passed, the allergies got even worse and all of that. And how long ago was that?
He passed away on Good Friday, so in April of this year.
Okay. So, bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And by the way, if I ask you from that, how much hurt and upset you feel like you're suppressing on that, how much would you say that is?
A lot, quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to you tell me like with a straight face, but I didn't feel that from you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment.
And bingo. Ah, interesting. Okay. And here we go. Okay, so this is going to be it's going to be interesting. Okay? So just kind of the information I'm getting, we're going places here.
Yeah. I feel like I have a lot of layers.
There are some layers. Absolutely. And then so I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to notice, can you find the feeling of feeling really, there's a lot of feeling around it, feeling like pissed and mad and hurt and upset for feeling like you can't count on anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that is 100% true.
Yep. Okay, so I love that you laughed. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So we are going to bring in some lightness around around topics. They may not feel light, but I like your personality. You have a really fun, playful, tough, also I know a lot of hurt, but there's a lot of things going on, but a beautiful layer on top of all of that. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Thank you. Being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Okay. And all right, so let's do this first. All right. So if I ask you the level of pain in your back, 0 to 10, what's your level?
Right now it's probably like a 2.
Okay. So about a 2, right? And bingo. And if I ask you any other physical discomfort you're feeling right now?
Yeah, I have a knot. Feels like about the size of like a lime in my left lower abdomen, just about a hand's width away from my belly button.
Okay.
And then I have a knot in my upper trap area on the left side, like kind of just above the shoulder blade gets tight. And then a little bit of tightness in my left calf.
That. Bingo. All right. And if I ask you, if I ask you how much discomfort there is around the left knot that's in the lower abdomen, what's your level of discomfort?
It kind of, it's like a transient discomfort, but it was probably like a 3 or a 4 when I first started talking about it.
Okay. And bingo. So right now, if I ask you how clear that is, it's a 3 or 4. How clear is that to you?
It's kind of fading now, so.
Okay, so going in and out of it?
I have to focus on it.
Okay, and if you focus on it, what do you find?
Put a 3. Yeah, there's a 3, yeah.
Bingo, that's what I have. About a 3, a 3.1, like right in there. All right, so, so there's that. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay, so I know that you haven't really didn't mention that your back was your main focus, but notice that was that's where it all started, right? Can you see that?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
And so when I check into your energy, like I hear you saying verbally that, you know, your biggest thing right now is allergies and wanting to eat food, and I get it. And your body's pointing me to start with your back. So that's where we're going to start. We'll bring everything together, but let's see where we go. But we're going to we're going to go with the piece of the part of you that's hurt, upset, frustrated, pissed, resentful, all of those things about feeling like you can't count on anybody. You can find that feeling, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And 0 to 10. Yep. Yes, it is. I can't see anything around it right now. So that's where it wants to start. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you 0 to 10, how much you can find this feeling?
No, 10.
10. Okay. And give me 1 second. That. Bingo. And if I ask you how long, if you look at your life, if I ask you how long you've been feeling this pattern, how long would you say that is?
I can't really remember not feeling this. Mm-hmm. It's most definitely intensified since I got out of college and kind of took over as head of household.
Mm-hmm.
Been supporting everybody financially.
Mm-hmm.
But even as a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is this feeling simultaneously. It's almost like if I ask you, by the way, if I ask you how much you've prided yourself on being strong, how much would you say that is?
If there is more than a 10, more than a 10.
Exactly. Somewhere 10, 50, somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So there is this feeling from childhood of feeling like if other people help you, or if you're getting help from other people, or they're doing things too, it's almost like you're weaker. Like you can't do it on, like it's stronger to do it on your own versus having somebody help you, then it's weak. Can you see that?
I can see that, yeah.
Okay. So beautiful. I love your self-awareness. Really, really impressive. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So if I told you that I'm going through life and I feel I pride myself on being really, really strong, and by the way, if anybody helps me too much and all of that, it feels weak, and if I'm doing everything by myself, then it is strong. Can you see how I could keep manifesting the same thing and the same thing?
Yes, I could see that.
Okay, great. So let's look at a construction site, for example. If we look at a construction site, who would you say has more power on the job? The construction worker or the foreman?
The foreman.
The foreman. But wait, the foreman's not doing everything on his own, is he?
No.
Okay, he or she, not to be sexist, either one.
Yeah.
Okay. But so he or she is not doing everything on their own, and yet they're the strongest. And by the way, if they have a lot of an amazing team around them, amazing crew, how much stronger is that foreman, he or she?
Oh, exponentially stronger.
Exponentially stronger, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to ask you to look at the feeling of feeling like you need to do everything, like it's stronger to do everything on your own. Now I want you to picture there's that foreman on the job site doing everything by himself or herself.
Yeah, not very efficient.
But stronger, right?
Yeah, not really.
Not really, not really, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I want you to rethink strong. I want you to rethink what it looks like to be strong. And I'm going to ask you to picture yourself moving forward, just feeling really strong, really empowered. And that doesn't mean you don't have help. Maybe it means that you have a crew of people.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to push you a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, no, you just do it all by yourself, all the time. And let me know how strong that is for you. And everybody else is going to have crews or teams or things like that and build it out to where they're really strong. And you can keep doing it all by yourself if you want.
Yeah.
You want that?
No, it just makes me resentful. It makes me resentful.
Bingo. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. Well said. And by the way, have you ever watched a football game before?
Yes.
Okay, great. So if you watch a football game, you look at those football players, and when you think about them, you think, oh, you guys all need a team? You're so freaking weak. If it was just one of you guys, then it would be strong. But right now, you guys all, you're weak. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah, I see your point.
Okay. Totally. So I'm going to ask you to breathe in for a moment. And if I ask you, do you need to consider Trina as being weak if she has help doing things and other people around, because it's just going to allow her to be more of who she is and expand and grow and become more, as long as it's not done in like a codependent type weak way, but like in a way that is powerful and conscious, that's awesome. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your back, 0 to 10.
Yeah, that's, yeah, maybe like a 2. Just feels kind of like there's a piece of duct tape stuck to it, but it's not painful.
So, okay. So it feels like a piece of duct tape stuck to it, but not painful, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And if I ask you how much you can feel that piece of duct tape, what's your level?
Maybe like a 2.
Okay. And here we go. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to, I want you to notice your strength. And I love your strength, by the way. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so I got to tell you, if you look at, like for me, for instance, thank God for my team. They help me to do all the things that I do, right? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be able to do everything that I'm doing this day without them, because they're so wonderful and they support me in being able to show up. And so just for a moment, if I ask you to notice your strength, and I'm going to ask you to bring in the awareness that you could have people around you supporting you in a way that's beautiful and just accentuates your strength. Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm going to say that again. And so you could have people around you that you're not necessarily leaning on or feeling weak on, but instead like team, that you feel like a team. So you're accentuating each other's strength. Like it's just powerful. It's powerful and it's strong. So I'm going to ask you to take that feeling in. Beautiful. Good, 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 good. And if I ask you how much you notice the duct tape, what's your level?
Yeah, I don't feel it at all now.
You don't feel it at all. Great. Now, who's doing that?
That's me, my body, with your help.
My help. There we go. We're powerful together, right?
Yeah, we're already
helping you. Yeah, totally. Use your strength and use your power. Okay, so now this is where we're going. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe that in. And I want you to think about the strength. And I want you to feel strong. And also feel like, hey, it's great to have other people around you that help accentuate that strength, and it's awesome, and it's incredible. It's an awesome feeling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. Yes, we are going to work on the other parts with her health, because there's even more information there, which is really empowering. But I want to take a moment to note a few things right here. I mean, first and foremost, she's amazing. I mean, awesome job. She did it, which is really great. Also, you know, she mentioned the duct tape type feeling. And another way to articulate that would be also to say, you know, having pain where you feel like a deep sense of pain and then shifting it to where it just feels like it's on the surface, if you will. So it's mostly gone. There's just a little nudge left. And so she did great in shifting it and moving it and then also releasing it, which is just really, really impressive. You gotta love her. I mean, just a wonderful, beautiful being. Also, something to note here is that it's not always about releasing things when we're working on healing, meaning that, you know, sometimes somebody's letting go of hurt completely, or they're letting go of criticism completely, or, you know, and again, you know, there's always multiple emotions going on. So there's always a combination. So I'm simplifying here. But my point is that, you know, even in this situation right here, we wanted to rewire the strong feeling. And the reason I say that, and it's worth noting, is because sometimes what will happen with people is they'll say something like, you know, I've had to carry everybody. I've had to feel strong for everybody. I've had to do that. Now I want everybody to have to take care of me. And that's the type of feeling or belief set and emotions that they'll have. And it's not typically intentional. It's just as they're going through life and they're feeling like, I'm taking care of everybody. When are they going to take care of me? When are they going to take care of me? It becomes a new set of programming that shifts, or people just go, you know, I want to switch the pendulum in the other way. Okay. And you don't really want to do that. I mean, if you imagine a life where you're feeling like you're always just taken care of, compared to a life where you feel empowered and you're living fully and you get to become all you want to be and live fully and enjoy and feel good about you. I mean, there's just so many things. So anyway, the reason I say that is because some people will swing the pendulum in completely the opposite direction. And then life doesn't go how they would want it to go. And so it's just worth noting that sometimes when you look at things, you'll really want to be specific as far as new programming, what that really looks like. All right, so just wanted to note that because I've seen people swing the pendulum the other way and it really doesn't go well. And then they end up needing to fix a whole other situation, yada, yada, yada. So just wanted to note that. And we are going to dive into the other things going on with her body, and it's really empowering and some eye-opening things for her, and it's just really beautiful. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Trina.
Okay, and now we're going to make a shift for a moment, okay? Mm-hmm. And bingo. So now we're going to go to a bit more vulnerable spot, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, when I check in with your boyfriend and that past thing and all of that, the first thing that comes up is a lot of tears. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Can you find those?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And can you acknowledge that it's okay to be hurt and feel that hurt, and it's also okay to release the hurt?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Now I want to reflect to you for a moment. If I told you that I have a pattern of feeling like I have to do everything by myself, have to do everything by myself, and all these things, it would probably seem that whenever I get into a relationship, that either my partner's not showing up, or they're absent, or they can't, or they're not dependable, or they get sick, and then something happens, one way or another, it's manifesting that they just aren't showing up. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. So I want you to look at your past relationships. And can you see how even, like if you look at your boyfriend, even though he wanted to show up or whatnot, then he had his health issues, blah, 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 all of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving forward, if you change this pattern, what would that look like for your relationships and connections moving forward and all of that?
Yeah, that I would have a reliable partner and could count on somebody and just not have to worry about carrying the whole burden by myself.
Right? Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be amazing.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. Notice that she just said it would be nice to have somebody help carry the burden with her. Now, I wanted to address this. However, if I had addressed it with her at the time, it would have taken us off course and would not have been able to help her get the results. So I want to note it now, of course. And by the way, as she mentioned, even coming into this, that she's got a lot of layers and she's so spot on. She has really, really great self-awareness. And I love that. And so moving forward in this part, I just want to note, you don't want to be thinking about carrying the burden. Instead, what if you felt like you wanted to have a vision of celebrating life moving forward? Like that's what life looked like, was celebrating and being in love and having fun and connecting and laughing. And that is what it looked like. And by the way, just this very week, I have worked with people on that very thing. That's their vision and that's what they're wanting and that's what they're creating. And I mean, just in a most beautiful, beautiful way. And so point being though, is you'll want to make sure that if you're thinking about life in that way, you'll definitely want to change it. So just that quick note, and let's go ahead and dive back in with Trina.
Totally. So I'm going to say that again. So what happens if you change this pattern completely and reinforce this? Hey, it's still strong to move forward. Actually, it could be stronger if it's done in the right way. And it's just going to accentuate my strength and be even more incredible. And what that looks like for your life and relationships moving forward.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be awesome, right?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Okay. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And now we're going to go even more into the vulnerable spot, and it's this. Okay. So you mentioned, if you look at it, a lot of the foods that are your most favorite foods are also the ones that you're allergic to, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what happened is that when your ex, late person, partner, was diagnosed with cancer and then started chemo and all that stuff, there's a part of you that said that basically that didn't allow yourself to anymore enjoy life. Like, you shouldn't be enjoying life. You shouldn't be laughing. You shouldn't be having fun. You should, like, there was a restriction put on there. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. And if I ask you 0 to 10, how much you can find that feeling of feeling like you shouldn't do that?
Yeah, that was definitely a 10.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a 10, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're supposed to think the opposite. You're like, wow, life is really precious. I should live each day to its fullest. That's what you should be thinking.
Yeah. And he would jump out of bed every morning before he got sick, and he would tell me that. He's like, take every day as a gift. It's precious. And I've always been kind of a pessimist, and I couldn't understand how he could feel that way, but that was his life's motto.
I love that.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment, because she said something really insightful here. And what she said is this. She said he, before he got diagnosed, used to jump out of bed every morning and tell her to live each day to its fullest. And that's who he was, right? And notice, he got sick. And my point being is that some people think to heal themselves that all you have to do is be positive and be positive. And I get it. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to healing. And obviously, you can see, you know, like in his situation, he was somebody who was positive and, you know, joking all the time and being positive and wanting to live each day to its fullest. And there's more to the equation. So when you see me working with somebody on something really specific, there's a reason for that. Even, you know, if you think about it, the last comment piece that I did on the last segment where I said, you know, I didn't want to correct that certain piece of the burden of life because there were other things that I wanted to work on. And that is because I wanted to work on the things that were really specifically triggering her health. And that, of course, is very important. That's something that is huge for her to be able to look at life in a different way moving forward. And so just very simply, it is important to make sure to target the specific things. And since she was going through saying that, I just wanted to highlight this part to you because I think it's really powerful and insightful and helpful for our minds when we can see a live example of something so we can just wrap our minds around it and get a deeper level of understanding. And also because, you know, let's be honest, there are so many misconceptions when it comes to healing with the mind. And you'll have people say, well, as long as you're positive, you'll be healed, or as long as you're grateful, you'll be healed, or as long as you have love heals all, or, you know, different things like that. And that's not the case. And so just there's so many misconceptions. And so again, just feeling like that was really insightful for her to say. And obviously she was using it in a different context, but just wanting to help your mind be aware that when you're making these changes in your health and in your life, you'll really need to target the specific things in your mind. That is key to get the results that you want. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in because there are a lot more insights also that are really powerful.
Love it, I love it. And so if I ask you, would he want you to be here and now saying, I can't enjoy the fun things in life. I have to mourn. I have to be sad. I can't laugh. I can't have too much fun. I can't enjoy fully. And I can't do things for myself because I should be sad and mourning and down. Can you see that?
Yeah, he wouldn't want that at all.
What's that?
That would make him pretty angry with me, I think.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. He's going to come down and kick your ass.
Yeah.
Someone asked you to breathe? And could you give Trina permission to live each day to its fullest?
Yeah.
To laugh, to enjoy, to celebrate, to be happy. Can you give Trina permission to do that again?
Yeah. I would love that.
I'm going to ask you to take that in fully. And if I ask you, I'm going to call it the word muting your happiness, muting your joy. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much you can still find that feeling like that's what you're supposed to do. 0 to 10, what's your level?
Probably still like a 3 or a 4. It's like it's been my default for so long.
It has been, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so what's happening is that a lot of, so the food allergies are connected to that. And so there's this muting where you're not allowed to enjoy your favorite things in life. You shouldn't be allowed to enjoy. That's the energy around it. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling like you're supposed to enjoy. And he would be pissed at you. I'm going to be pissed at you. Just to
yeah.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice that default and WTF, what is that?
Yeah.
Ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. All right. Now, if I ask you to notice that knot in your lower left abdomen, 0 to 10, how clearly can you find it?
Like a 1 or 2. I feel like it kind of moved closer to the midline, but it's definitely less noticeable.
Totally. There we go. So I have about a 1.6. So and I do have it moved in. Bingo. So give me 1 second. And bingo. It says, but I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to mourn. I'm supposed to be sad. Bingo. Can you see that part?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And if I ask how long you're supposed to mourn and be sad, how long would you say you're supposed to mourn and be sad?
I don't know what that, like, my brain is saying it, like at least a year. That's what I feel like is my unconsciously, I don't know why, but that's what
pops into
my
head.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, how long ago was he first diagnosed?
November of 2018, so...
Okay, so out of curiosity, has it been at least a year?
Yeah, actually, it has, yeah.
Okay.
It's been over.
So apparently the only hang-up is you need to learn how to count, and we're good.
Yeah.
Playing, of course. I know you know how to count. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, part of the, like, I can feel a lot of... How do I put this? I know that this is really, really sensitive also, so that's part of the reason I'm being ridiculous, just FYI.
Yeah, I understand that.
Bingo. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. So November of 18, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so that's been how many years?
Yeah, it's just 2 years now.
Okay, so are you done?
Yeah. I'd like to be, yes.
What?
Yes, I'd like to be.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. If I ask you the level of your abdomen, 0 to 10, what's your level?
We're like a 0.5. It just kind of was a blip when you asked, and now. Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. So this is the great thing. If you ever wondered if you're still supposed to be muted and being sad and all of that, now you can see that your body is telling you that the way you're thinking about letting it go and allowing yourself to be happy is the right way of thinking.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. So great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and realize that your body, universe, divine, whatever you want to call it, is giving you, physically giving you confirmation that this is the correct way to think, that you're free. You're free to be happy. You're free to be playful and enjoy and date and do all kinds of things and enjoy and have fun and live each day to its fullest. You're free, and even your body. So it's not just Brandy telling you, it's your body trying to give you that message. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Beautiful. Beautiful. And what's your level? 0 to 10?
Yeah, that's a zero.
That's a zero, right? And by the way, who did that?
Yeah, that was me.
That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And give me 1 second. There's another piece that I need. And give me 1 sec. That. Bingo. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And here we go. So if I ask you, what has your career been as far as your past work?
It was law enforcement.
Law enforcement. Okay. And bingo. And going with the feeling of needing to be strong, right? There you go. Woman in law enforcement. By the way.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you for what you do for our community. It's just beautiful what you did, your service. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been
absolutely.
I had to medically retire right before my husband was diagnosed. So I can't do it anymore, but that was my passion for life before that.
It's beautiful. That's beautiful what you did. And just thank you. Thank you for what you did.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that feels like you had to medically retire, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if I told you that I felt like I had to medically retire, right? Now, if I go back to feeling 100%, feeling amazing and all of that, would that be okay?
Yeah, I think that would be okay.
That would be okay, right? That would be beautiful. That would be beautiful. And if I ask you, all of your fellow past officers and all of that, would they prefer to see you wounded and injured, or that you found a way to then find a way to heal and be even stronger and better?
I think they'd want me to be better, to come back.
Say that again? Stronger.
I think they'd want me to be better and come back stronger.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because that's what officers do, right? Rise above, rise up, rise above, right?
Yeah, they do.
Great. Totally. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to, bingo, I'm going to ask you to remind yourself that it's safe. It's all the way safe. Just, I know that when you're in a really physically demanding job like that and all of that, and workers' comp, and sometimes workers' comp portion can give you a little bit of a hard time. And, and would you say they did?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had to fight for the surgery, both surgeries, and even after they did the surgery, they denied it and then approved it. So there was a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there you go. A lot of stress, right?
Yeah.
So what can happen, and this is the other piece that I want to get, is what can happen is that when they say no, and then you say, but I need it. And then they say no, and then I need it. It's like there's a part of you that wanted to prove to them. Would you agree? There's a part of you that wanted to prove to them, look, I am injured and I really need this surgery, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I want you to notice that feeling of wanting to have to prove to them that you need it. And this is the thing. Are you going to ever have to deal with that same workers' comp again?
No.
No. So you don't need to prove anything to them, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And better than proving yourself that you've got to have that injury and blah, 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 proving to yourself that you're amazing and you can be happy and healthy and have an even more incredible life, and not only have that physical strength that you've had, but also build that inner strength through your mind, body, soul, and just build that and be healthy from the inside out. That's a better life moving forward. Would you agree?
Oh, I would agree 100%.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to take that in and just brush off workers' comp, blah, 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 all that stuff, trying to prove to them the argument of it all, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Can you give yourself permission to be happy and healthy and amazing and not need to have any type of health issue? If your back is perfectly fine and your allergies, you don't even have them, and you're perfectly healthy and left that old chapter in the past. It was something you did in the past and you've moved on.
Yeah.
Is that doable?
That's doable, yeah.
How does that feel to you?
It feels pretty good.
Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And if I ask you to notice the level of tightness in your calf, what's your level?
It's gone.
Right? It's gone. So, bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you, can you reinforce these shifts? Can you make sure to get these in over and over again? The feeling of really giving yourself permission to live fully and to laugh fully and enjoy and live each day to your fullest. Like if I ask you how much your husband would have wanted that, how much would you say that is?
That would have been his biggest joy in life to know that I could do this. He'd want it 100%.
He would, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to take in the feeling that you do have permission and that is what you should be doing. And that not only you have permission from self to live fully and happy and healthy, but letting go of the past workers' comp, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to prove anything to them anymore. Instead, you can prove how amazing you are by overcoming and taking your life to the next level, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And strength can also mean having a team around you, having a partner to be strong with, and instead of strong for, being stronger together and being a power couple, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to take that in. You're beautiful. You're so beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. Great job with your energy. Really, really, really impressive. And can you see how everything was just kind of connected, one connected to the other to the other? Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that.
Beautiful. And if I ask you, can you make sure to get this in and get these feelings in to reinforce them over and over? Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Again, you are so beautiful and you're so sweet and you're so wonderful. And I would, of course, recommend doing a bit more work on healing some of those things with your husband. But this is going to be a huge start of really doing that. And it's the thing that your body's really telling you what it wants the most. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Because I'm going to reflect this to you. If I told you that I felt like I had to mute my happiness and not be happy and not celebrate life, what's my level of happiness?
Yeah, a zero.
A zero, right?
Yeah.
And so what I would do if I were you is really embody these changes, the changes that are going on with your body that are telling you the most important thing you need to know, because that's what our body always wants to do. It's like the check engine light on the car. It's telling us the most important thing we need to know right now to change. Yeah. And so these specific things are telling you that are telling you this is the change that you're going to want to make. So I would make these, and what will happen is as you actually give yourself permission to be able to be happy, it'll allow yourself to feel happier and happier. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you, Trina. And thank you so much again for your service. I love that. And just beautiful. And great job also with your energy. You're beautiful, and it's been a pleasure connecting with you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure connecting with you. Thank you very much.
All right. So this is how my session ended with Trina, right here where we hung up. But there's more to the story, and I want to tell you what happened after we recorded it. And first, before I do that, I do want to just share a few insights from what we just talked about. I mean, first and foremost, she's amazing. She did that. And, you know, she released her pain, released the knot. I mean, just multiple areas. Really, really impressive. And I love her self-awareness. I love her insight. I love her heart. Just a really beautiful, beautiful heart. Just love it. And as far as powerful messages, I mean, there were so many. But even two, if you think about it, you know, one was this feeling of strength that she's had and she's lived with, and noticing that simultaneously it was both her biggest strength and it was also cutting her off from the very thing that she's been wanting in life. And not the strength itself, but just the way that it was wired in her mind. And so a lot of times that can happen with people where people are really wanting something in their life more than anything, whether it's love or connection or success or money or feeling good enough or all kinds of things. And simultaneously, there are subconscious links that are interfering with the very thing that they're wanting the most. And what's interesting is that a lot of times the body can be telling us that type of thing. You know, the body's always telling us the most important message we need to know. And so that's what this was for her, was really, you know, integrating that message. So that's part of it. Now, the other insight is muting your life, you know, muting the happiness. And there are so many reasons that people will do this on a subconscious level. And so they don't even realize that they're doing it most of the time. And I love Trina's awareness where, you know, I asked her if she felt it. And she's like, yep, a level 10. So, I mean, just, I have so much respect for this woman, just on so many levels. And then stepping in to really step up and shift it was really beautiful. She did great with her energy. So everything from just, you know, just great self-awareness, great self-honesty and authenticity, and just a beautiful, beautiful heart. So love that. Now, I have to say, what I also really respect is what happened even after the session. And I want to talk to you about that for a moment. And I'm going to share a couple of some of the email exchange. And, you know, if you've been listening to past episodes, you know that that's not something that I ever normally do, except for there are some really key insights from it. You know, basically what happens is, at the end of every session, after I work with somebody on recording it, as soon as I do, they get the recording right away so they can listen to it and reinforce the information. And so Trina got, you know, the email with the recording and with, you know, saying, hey, make sure to reinforce this, listen to it over and over. We want to make sure that it stays in your nervous system so you get it there and you want it programmed in. And so she got that email, and the next morning she responded, and she had kind of gone a bit down the rabbit hole, if you will. You know, she had started analyzing the patterns a bit and was like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to maintain these results. And she went down the rabbit hole of her past pattern, where she was like, kind of like picking apart where she had seen the patterns before, which, by the way, is a common thing that people will do, like a common mistake people will make. Because we've heard that a lot, you know, when there's something that's up, go check your childhood, all of that. And so that's where her mind went, okay? And she was like, okay, well, I saw this pattern here and I saw this pattern here. This is something that's really common for people to do because a lot of people aren't working correctly with the brain. You know, it's a common mistake and you don't want to do that. But that's what she did, is, you know, she sent an email and it was like, you know, I had this issue with my grandma at this age, or I see it this pattern at this age and in childhood and yada, yada, you know, just very well thought out. But she was going that direction and then saying, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to maintain this, all of that. And my response to her was, first and foremost, eek. So I sent an email that was like, you know, literally said, eek, wrong direction. That's not the way you want to go. And so I said, you know, you want to go forward working on the specific things we talked about and feel good about it, you know, and all of these things. And so I listed, I said, that's what I want you to work on. Now, the analogy that I gave her is a common analogy that I use, and it's this. It's that, you know, if somebody asked you to get rid of your refrigerator, so if they came up to you and said, hey, I just want to take your refrigerator, would you let them? Okay, for most people, they're going to say, no, I mean, I need it. I need my refrigerator. No, you can't take it. But if somebody was at your door and they had a brand new state-of-the-art refrigerator with all the bells and whistles and all of that, and they said, here, you can have this refrigerator. Can I take your old one? And most people would say, sure. Can I help you out the door with it? Like, go ahead. And so point being is that when we get new information in our mind, that's what then makes it easier to let go of the old stuff. And really, ultimately, I mean, it's a process where we bring in new information and program it in, and then our brain will start to let go of the old, and then we'll also, you know, optimally we do even more release techniques to get rid of the layers of old stuff completely at a deeper level, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, so there's a process to it. But it starts with getting the positive in and understanding what that specific positive is, all of that. So anyways, that's how I responded to her, was the eek, and then say, I'd love for you to really work on this, and here's the refrigerator comment. And beautifully, she responded back and said, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. I get it now. I'm really, really excited. I'm going to go listen to the recording again and follow through, all of that stuff. So beautiful. And her next email was so impressive. She emailed and she said, I've been listening to the recordings 3 times a day and really reflecting on them. So she's pulling them in. I can feel the positive vision longer and longer each time. And I really do feel like I have permission to live again now. And she goes on to say, last night I ate salmon and garlic roasted asparagus for dinner. That meal would have given me hives and a very restless night before. She said, I was totally fine. I know I can do this now. And I just got chills as I read that. Just beautiful. Okay, so there's that. That's part of it. There's more. There's part of it. But that's part of it as she's feeling like, oh my God, she's making this shift and she's seeing it in her life and she's seeing herself do it. How awesome and impressive and beautiful. I mean, just amazing. Now, she continues on in her email, and then she goes on to say, and this morning I woke up with the Beatles Blackbird song in my head. Fred, who was her late partner, loved the Beatles, and I feel like that was his way of showing me I have his permission to live again too. This is amazing. Oh, and I have chills again reading that. How beautiful. And I have to say, all right, so my team forwarded me this email. So I went through and I read it, and I did. I checked into the energy of it, and it was exactly that. You know, even if you know the lyrics of the song, it has a few parts where it says, you know, it says you are waiting for this moment to arise. And it says specifically, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. And just... it takes my breath. Just beautiful, you know? And what's further, if that wasn't enough, what's further is that after she'd sent that in, I responded and asked her if it was okay if I shared this. I said, you know, it would be really good to share because it's really insightful for people. And also, there are a lot of people who in one way or another are dealing with the loss of a loved one. And for some people, that has to do with COVID. For some people, it doesn't. But there's a lot of people who are dealing with loss. And, you know, and even I mentioned in my email, I said, you know, even the woman from a few episodes ago who was getting over losing her husband and freeing herself from that. And Trina's response was so beautiful. This one touched every part of my soul and my heart in the most beautiful way. And I think that it'll also touch a lot of others as well. And so I want to go ahead and share it with you. And so here we go. She says, "Hi, Brandy. It's absolutely okay if you share all of this. If it can help someone else the way your podcast has helped me, I'm all for it. It's interesting when you mentioned the woman a few episodes back who lost her husband too. That episode really helped me get off the couch and start living again. It inspired me to grab my dog, jump in my RV, and drive across country to visit my brother in Florida, who just got home from military deployment. I replayed the episode every day while I drove to keep motivated." That's so beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes. Just beautiful. And she goes on to say, you know, "Your episodes really make a huge difference. I'm so grateful for your willingness to share." I mean, she just goes on, but just, I mean, brings tears to my eyes. Just really, really, really beautiful. And so, point being, guys, it's time to live fully. And if you're somebody who's living life that has felt muted, or, you know, where you're not being as happy or living as fully as you possibly could, then give yourself permission to do that. And by the way, if you know somebody who is dealing with loss right now, you may want to share this episode. I mean, honestly, the vision of her getting off the couch to start living again, grabbing her dog, driving in the RV, listening to the podcast over and over to go see her brother who just got back from military deployment fills my heart in so many different ways. I mean, just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And so, guys, that said, whether you're working on loss or not, give yourself permission to live today and each day to its fullest. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I hope that's how you feel right now, is just in that moment saying, you know what, game on. Let me live this life to its fullest. So that said, guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.